What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, we had some good basketball this weekend with college basketball, and then we also are in the final week of the regular season for the NBA. So let's get right into the weekend of sports, beginning with the Final Four in the men's tournament. We had Purdue versus NC State, and Purdue did what I expected them to do, and that was just absolutely dominate NC State. They got the win 63-50. The first half actually was relatively close, but Purdue pretty much dominated this game from start to finish, and they easily moved on to the national championship. And then in the second game in the Final Four, UConn smashed Alabama 86-72. This one was also close in the first half, but then UConn just ran away with it in the end. So it's going to be a very interesting national championship tonight versus UConn and Purdue. Both of them are number one seeds, so they absolutely deserve to be here. Basically, UConn has been ranked number one all season, and Purdue has been ranked number three all season. So these have been the top teams from start to finish. They've been the most consistent teams. And I kind of feel like, you know, I've had Purdue picked from the jump with my bracket. There's just something about this team. I just really dig the way they play basketball. Zach Edey he's a really excellent player, at least as far as college basketball goes. But just with Purdue, they just play really solid basketball. They play great defensively. But UConn they're obviously the defending national champion, so there's got to be respect there just alone for that factor. But they really are a dominating team. They've kicked the shit out of everybody in this tournament that they've faced. So to see what's going to happen in this UConn-Purdue matchup, because both of them have pretty much kicked ass in every single game. So they are finally going to be tested in the final game of the season. Going to be interesting to see how it turns out. Obviously, I said I'm sticking with Purdue because that's who I picked to win it all. But I would not be shocked to see UConn win this one. UConn is too damn good. I do think Edey matches up well in the middle against, I can't remember the guy's name for UConn. But their center, he's big. They're about the same size. So I kind of feel like that's going to be the matchup that we see tonight. It's at least the most interesting aspect of the game for me tonight. But I've got Purdue winning this one. 69-65, but don't be shocked if you see UConn win it. They are too damn good. But Purdue, they have not played scared at all. They don't look like they're scared. And I feel like if there's any team that could beat UConn, it would be Purdue. So we'll see what happens tonight in the national championship versus UConn versus Purdue. And then we actually had another little bit of shocking, at least in my opinion, shocking coaching news in college basketball. John Calipari, the legendary Kentucky basketball coach, is going to sign with Arkansas. Now, it hasn't become official just yet, but all signs are pointing to he is going to be the Arkansas coach. I don't know what brought that on. I don't know why he's leaving Kentucky. Maybe it's just one of those things where it's just time to go, just because the dude has been dominant since he took over at Kentucky. He's been there, it feels like, a million years at this point. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but Arkansas is definitely getting a huge upgrade at coach. That is for damn sure. All right, so let's move on to the top 10 NBA power rankings. As I said, we are in the last week of the regular season, so that means this is going to be the last official NBA power rankings because once we hit the playoffs, who cares where you are ranked? It'll be all about the playoffs come Friday. So let's get it started with number one, Boston Celtics have taken back their spots pretty much where they owned it all season long. Their record right now is 62-16. So they are the first team to eclipse the 60 wins mark on the season. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. They are currently on a 5-game winning streak. And they already clinched a playoff spot like 2 weeks ago. They won their division like a week ago, and now they've already clinched the number one overall seed. So the championship will be going through Boston if they end up getting that far. But Boston ending the season at number one. Then at number two on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Denver Nuggets. Overall record of 54-24. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. They did clinch a playoff spot this week, so it looks like they are ready to defend their title and try and go for the back-to-back. Then at number three on my top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Minnesota Timberwolves. Just bumped up a spot this week. They are 54-24 on the season. 7-3 in their last 10 games. They also clinched a playoff spot this week. And they've actually been having a really good week. They've got a couple of really good wins on the week. And they are just, they seem to be getting better as things get closer to the playoffs. But the Timberwolves looking pretty solid right now. And then at number four in my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 53-25. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. They have also clinched a playoff spot. It is funny, though, because I did mention last week with them, they have yet to really slump. And now all of a sudden, they are starting to slump. And this is not the time of year you want to head into the playoffs hot. You do not want to come into the playoffs 5-5. In your last 10 games. That is not good, especially for this young team. They've been one of the most dominating, most consistent teams all season long, and here we are heading into the playoffs, and they are starting to fall back. Doesn't mean I've given up on them yet. It's just coming into the playoffs cold, it usually does not pan out well for you. Speaking of a team that is hot, though, the hottest team in the league right now, number five on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Dallas Mavericks. Overall record of 48-30. They are 9-1 in their last 10 games. They are currently on a three-game winning streak right now. And Luka Doncic just cannot be stopped. He is full steam ahead on this MVP, it's looking like. And it's going to be interesting to see. Like I keep saying about the Western Conference, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the playoffs, who gets matched up with who ends up where. I am very intrigued to see what happens in this last week of basketball, especially in the Western Conference. Luka right now is averaging 34 points per game, 9 rebounds per game, 10 assists per game, and 2 steals per game. This guy is just dominating on every level. Him and Kyrie playing flawless basketball right now, and the Dallas Mavericks, they are the exact opposite of what the Oklahoma City Thunder are heading into the playoffs. They are hot. They are on fire, and you probably don't want to face them. You don't want to be one of the first teams to go up against them just because Luka is he's playing at a crazy level right now. Then at number six on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the New Orleans Pelicans. Overall record of 46-32. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a three-game losing streak. They had a terrible week of basketball, but they're still a dominating force. I think some of it is just, you know, it's the end of the season. You do have lulls, and the Pelicans have had their moments, but right now they are not looking that good, especially with the Mavericks. They're both in the same division, and the Mavericks are on fire. The Mavericks are looking like they're going to win the division now, whereas the Pelicans looked like they had the division sealed up about a week ago, and now all of a sudden the Mavericks are in the lead, and New Orleans is reeling right now. Now, I still think they're a good team just because defensively they are solid, but just had a really bad week, and I couldn't put them above any of these other teams. But I still think once we hit the playoffs, this is a team you're not going to want to see either. Then at number seven on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Los Angeles Clippers, overall record of 50-28 on the season. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. They did get a big win over the Denver Nuggets this week. So that was basically their signature win, but they're starting to get back into form. But with the Clippers, like I've said all season long, they've been very streaky. Right now, they are on the upside of things, which means once the playoffs start, they're probably going to be on the downside of things. And they really just haven't proven much to me. They could score a lot of points, but defensively, I feel like they're going to get torn up. And I feel like if they're a team that ends up facing like the Mavericks in the first round, they're going to get bodied. Because right now, the Mavericks are playing at a much better level, whereas the Clippers, they're just so up, they're so down. I don't know what I'm going to get from them. And then, of course, once the playoffs begin, they usually disappear anyways. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the Phoenix Suns. Overall record of 46-32. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they actually won 3 out of 4 of their games this week, so they are on fire. They beat New Orleans and Minnesota, so those are big wins as well. That's how you want to head into the playoffs. Devin Booker is playing at a high level. Kevin Durant's playing at a high level. Bradley Beal has yet to get injured again, so he's playing well. This team's really putting it together. It's just my problem with them has been the same thing all season long. It's defense. So we'll see what they've got come playoff time. They're still kind of on the outskirts, still trying to fight their way into the playoffs. They have not clinched a spot yet in the postseason, but I kind of feel like they're going to make it there. They should make it there unless they have some kind of epic collapse headed into the playoffs. But Phoenix is on the upside of things right now and playing some really solid basketball. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, the New York Knicks. Overall record of 46-32. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. And Julius Randle, unfortunately, is done for the season. It is official now. He's going to end up having shoulder surgery. He's actually been rehabbing the shoulder, trying to see if he could get it healthy that way to try and make it back for the playoffs. And unfortunately, it just has not been working out. So he is going to opt for the shoulder surgery, and he will not be available in the playoffs, which sucks for the Knicks because they are a good team. Brunson has really been holding it down with Randle out, but I just kind of feel like they're not going to, once the playoffs start, they might be able to make it through a series or two without Randle. But, you know, once they go up against the big guys, I think it's going to be a problem. You know, even though the Eastern Conference is pretty weak at this point in time, I still think that the loss of Randle is going to be felt once we hit a 7-game series for the Knicks. But defensively, they're one of the top teams in the league, so they could be a problem in the postseason, especially because Brunson is playing fantastic basketball right now. But the loss of Julius Randle, I think, is just going to be huge, and it's going to be felt at some point in the postseason for them. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, I have the Milwaukee Bucks. Overall record of 47-31. They are only 3-7 in their last 10 games. They did clinch a playoff spot, so congratulations to them. But that just goes to show how terrible the Eastern Conference is compared to the Western Conference, because they are 3-7 in their last 10 games, really playing pretty atrocious basketball right now. I mean, there really isn't much positive I could say about the Bucks. It was a stretch for me to put them here. It's basically they are playing better basketball than the other choices I had at this point in time, but they're really not looking good. But then, like I said, you know, they face a Knicks team. I think they could beat the Knicks because they have Giannis. Giannis is getting overlooked this season because the Bucks have had such a weird year. They've had their ups, they've had their downs, but Giannis has been playing at an extremely consistent level this year. I mean, he's been averaging 30-plus points all season long. He's been a dominating force. He's been getting triple-doubles and double-doubles all season. He really has been playing at an MVP level. It's just that the Bucks have been so, you know, they fired their coach. Then they hire Doc Rivers, and they just have not found an identity, and I don't think you're going to magically find it April 8th when we're in literally the last week of the regular season. I don't think this is the time of the season where you find yourself. They might, like I said, be able to take out a team here and there, but they are not a team I look at and go, that's a championship team. Like I said, it was a reach for me to put them at 10, but that's just because everybody else sucked that much worse. All right, now let's move on to baseball because we have our first official week of baseball complete for the season, and we're going to go ahead and do the top 10 MLB power rankings. Don't expect to see a lot of these teams as the season progresses on. I mean, who knows? You know, I didn't really think that about a few teams last year, but I'm looking at a couple of teams right now that are in the top 10, and I'm like, I don't expect to be talking about you past the next couple of weeks, but we'll see. So let's go ahead and start it off with who I believe is the number one ranked team in the league this week. That is the New York Yankees, 8-2 on the season, and they have started the 2024 season off with a bang. Juan Soto, fitting right in. You got Oswaldo Cabrera, who wasn't even supposed to play this season. He's just filling in for DJ LeMahieu, who has, I believe, a foot injury, if I recall. So he's on the injured list right now. So Cabrera's just filling in for him, and he's been one of their hottest hitters since the season began. So he's been a great bright spot for them, as well as Anthony Volpe. You know, he's been that dude who, you know, last year he came up in the leagues, and they kind of had some big expectations for him last year. Well, this year he's starting off the season pretty hot. And he's looking pretty good. Then you also have Giancarlo Stanton, healthy right now, had a grand slam yesterday, actually been on fire for the season. So he's putting it together. And for me, the biggest surprise is their starting pitching has been dominating, especially Marcus Stroman. This guy is just pitching gems at this point in time. So that was a huge pickup from them. And Gerrit Cole is on the injured list, the 60-day injured list. Dude isn't expected back for a couple of months. So if this is how the Yankees starting pitching is going to look before Gerrit Cole gets in there, whew, got to look out for those Yankees because they are playing fantastic baseball right now, and they have the roster to keep it up. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Atlanta Braves, overall record of 6-2. They just swept the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are not a chump team. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be just as good as they were last year, if not better, because they really have some good players. But we're not talking about the Diamondbacks. We're talking about the Braves right now, who swept them. And so that's why I had to put them up here, because that's a big sweep, in my opinion. Unfortunately for them, they did lose their ace, Spencer Strider, to an injury. It doesn't look like he has any ligament damage because it was an elbow injury, and that's always you always hold your breath there because you don't want to hear the two dreaded words, which are Tommy John. You hear the words Tommy John, and you're a pitcher, that means your season is done. And luckily, it's looking like it's just going to be, he's going to be out for a couple of weeks at least at this point. But that's just a really shitty way to start the season for the Braves, because I kind of feel like their starting pitching is kind of shaky outside of Strider. But I mean, offensively, the Braves have zero issues. They are lighting it up just like they were last year, and the Braves looking really solid outside of that Spencer Strider injury. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers. Got to start the season off with these idiots, of course. They are 8-4 on the season, and Mookie Betts has started off the season on fire, which is the exact opposite of what he did last year. He started off really cold and then got it going as the season wore on. Well, not this year. He is batting .386 right now with 5 home runs and 11 RBIs. And then you also have Teoscar Hernandez, who they picked up in the offseason. He actually leads the team in RBIs with 14 RBIs. And then their other big pickup in the offseason, Tyler Glasnow, he has 2 wins already at the starting pitcher position. So Dodgers looking like they're going to be a dominating force again this year. Then at number 4 in my top 10 MLB power rankings. Now, this is one of those teams I don't know if we're going to be talking about them a lot. We might, just because they are in a very bad division. But it's the Cleveland Guardians, and they are 7-2 on the season, so they are starting off the season really solid. Unfortunately for them, they also suffered an injury to Shane Bieber, their starting pitcher. He pitched 2 gems, and unfortunately, what happened? He has to have Tommy John surgery, and he is done for the season. So that is unfortunate news for them. They do have a young up-and-comer starting pitcher named Logan Allen, who's also pitched a couple of gems himself. So he seems to be that guy who's probably going to step right in and kind of take over that role possibly that Bieber had. But that's just a huge loss, I feel like, because if they had Bieber, man, I felt like the Guardians were going to have one of the top starting pitching lineups in the league, at least from what it looked like for the first week of baseball. But that's a huge injury for them. And then, of course, Jose Ramirez, he's starting off the season hot as well. He leads the team in RBIs with 7 RBIs on the season. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, this is another team I don't expect to be discussing a lot. But here we are, week 1, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are 8-2 on the season. And I don't know how it's happening. Their starting pitching is really playing solid right now. They're scoring a lot of runs. O'Neill Cruz, He's looking like the top prospect they expected him to be. He's batting a .333 with two home runs on the season. Cabrian Hayes, he's also looking like a solid prospect right now. But, you know, like I said about the Pirates, last year they started off the season hot and then completely fell off the face of the earth. So we'll see what the Pirates got, if they're able to actually maintain it or if they just kind of do what they do last year and start off hot and then fall off the face of the planet. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 7-3. One of their big pickups in the offseason was Tyler O'Neill, and this guy has been money for them. He is batting a .357 with 5 home runs and 5 RBI on the season already, so he's playing great. Then you got Tanner Houck, their starting pitcher, who's got 2 wins with a 0 ERA right now and 17 strikeouts, and he's been money in his couple of starts as well. He's been with the team for the last couple of years. He's been kind of more like a bullpen guy, and he tends to get blown up a lot. But this year, starting off hot. As a matter of fact, the Red Sox starting pitching has been just solid to start the season so far. So we'll see if the Red Sox are able to maintain this, or if this just kind of is just. A quick start and then maybe they fall off, but I don't know. Their starting pitching is pretty deep right now. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Texas Rangers, overall record of 6-3. One of their big pickups in the offseason was outfielder Jared Walsh, who's really just turned it on since the season began. He's batting a .313 right now. Then you have Corey Sager, who's having a fantastic year as well, batting a .333 with a home run and 5 RBI. And then Adolis Garcia picking right back up where he left off last year with 4 home run and 11 RBI on the season. The Rangers looking pretty solid right now with their starting pitching and with their offense as well. Just a good start to their season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 6-2. You know, they got Contreras. Dude has been on fire for the season, batting a .387 with 2 home runs and 8 RBI. And then Christian Yelich having a resurgence here, batting a .308 with 3 home runs on the season. You know, this guy was an MVP a few seasons ago. Then signed one of the biggest contracts in Major League Baseball. And then the last couple of seasons, he's been quiet, mostly injured. And then he got super hot to end the season last year and looking pretty solid to start. So maybe we were writing Christian Yelich off too early, because he's been playing back at his MVP form since the end of last year. I want to say the last couple of months of baseball last year, he was one of the top hitters in the game, and now here he is starting the season off where he's at. And if he's able to stay healthy, I look at Yelich as back to being where he was when he was an MVP a couple of seasons ago. Then number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team I did not expect to be talking about. I don't expect to be talking about them beyond this week, and that's the Detroit Tigers. Overall record of 6-3 right now. Honestly, I don't know how they're doing it. You know, I was looking at their stats, and as far as hitting goes, none of their batters are batting over like .220 right now. So that's pretty pathetic. But their starting pitching is actually pretty solid. Tarik Skubal, who's supposed to be expected to have one of the top seasons. I don't know why. I mean, he's been around for a couple of years. I'm not trying to say he's a terrible pitcher. He's actually pretty decent. But for some reason, a lot of the analysts in their preseason predictions were pinpointing him to have like a Cy Young type year. Well, he's actually starting off the season pretty solid. He's got a win with a .292 ERA and 15 strikeouts. So that's a nice start right there. But the Detroit Tigers, like I said, not sure how they got these wins. It must be due to the pitching. Because like I said, none of their hitters are batting over like .220 right now. So that's not a good sign, but they are one of the hottest teams in the league. But like I said, I don't think we're going to be talking too much about Detroit, but let's enjoy it while you can, I guess, Detroit. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 5-4. They have kind of started off a bit slow, but I mean, it's the beginning of the season. Anthony Santander, he's having a great year, 2 home runs and 10 RBI on the season. But it's really all about their starting pitcher, Grayson Rodriguez. He right now has 2 wins on the season with a 2.19 ERA and 16 strikeouts on the season. As I said about the Orioles, but when I was making my preseason predictions, I have high hopes for them. And Grayson Rodriguez was one of the reasons why I felt like he was going to have a solid year this year. And so far, starting it off really well for the Baltimore Orioles. So that is the top 10 MLB rankings for this week. And enjoy the rest of the week of sports, y'all. And I will talk to you fools on Friday.